God's grace is sufficient, December 6. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. The firmament seems filled with radiant forms, 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands. No human pen can portray the scene, no mortal mind is adequate to conceive its splendor. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. And his brightness was as the light, as the living cloud comes still nearer, every eye beholds the Prince of Life. No crown of thorns now mars that sacred head, but a diadem of glory rests on his holy brow. His countenance outshines the dazzling brightness of the noonday sun. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. Before his presence all faces are turned into paleness, upon the rejecters of God's mercy falls the terror of eternal despair. The heart melteth, and the knees smite together. And the faces of them all gather blackness, the righteous cry with trembling, who shall be able to stand? The angel's song is hushed, and there is a period of awful silence. Then the voice of Jesus is heard, saying, My grace is sufficient for you. The faces of the righteous are lighted up, and joy fills every heart. And the angels strike a note higher and sing again as they draw still nearer to the earth. The King of Kings descends upon the cloud, wrapped in flaming fire. The heavens are rolled together as a scroll, the earth trembles before him, and every mountain and island is moved out of its place. Our God shall come, and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people. The derisive jests have ceased. Lying lips are hushed into silence. The clash of arms, the tumult of battle, with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood, is stilled. Not now is heard but the voice of prayer and the sound of weeping and lamentation. The cry bursts forth from lips so lately scoffing, The great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? The wicked pray to be buried beneath the rocks of the mountains rather than meet the face of him whom they have despised and rejected.